Happy Monday.
No such thing.
I'm ready to take a adopt a European approach to 4-day work weeks, 3-day weekends. A lot of people sent their apologies today, so we'll see how many people end up available.
Hi.
Hey, Paul. Oh no. Well, with 7:04, we had a lot of apologies, and we have a very thin agenda, unless someone is prepared to help flesh it out. My camera is very tired, so apologies if it looks like I keep freezing. Ugh, I wish it would freeze with a better look. There we go. Why don't we dive in and see what we have? Paul has warned us that his voice is out of commission. Hey, Stephen. Before we start, Johanna, you had indicated that you could take notes on the last call. Is that still true?
Yes, that's good.
Woohoo! Thank you. And do we have a volunteer from CC to be the note taker for the next meeting? Which think I'm looking to see exactly. I think that is we should do. Ooh, that is the Monday of the same week of Christmas. I'm going to guess that we're going to end up canceling that. In fact, I'm going to motion that we simply cancel that right now.
Agreed.
There's only nods coming. That's great. And then our next meeting would be Jan 12th. Do we have any volunteers to be the note taker for January 12th?
I think I can do that, assuming I remember by the time we get to mid-January.
Johanna's going to write it down. So it'll be good. Thank you, Rachel. Okay, so we've already canceled one meeting and we found a note taker for the next meeting. So we're cooking with yes. Before we start, you may have seen there is not, I do not believe we have any original topics for the agenda unless something came in via Slack or someone is going to volunteer a topic right now. And it looks like no one responded in Slack. Are there any? The only other topics we have are just visibility for previous action items. We did want to do a report out at the Tri-Council meeting in January, so it's okay if things aren't cooking or there's nothing that's fully baked yet. But I think that's all we have. Okay, I'm not hearing anything. So, in fact, this may be a short meeting. I can give one substantial update on a topic that came out of Kansas City, which is based on good work that had happened in the technical council and that was discussed at the community council. There are questions around the compatibility of Apache 2 and LGPL 2.1 software libraries that are dependencies for Folio code. There was a lovely write-up that was done and presented, and Community Council decided to carry that forward to ask for legal support from the Open Library Foundation. That request has been made to the Open Library Foundation Executive Committee, and at a board discussion last week, EBSCO generously offered to do internal review. I think they're keen to make sure that this is on the up and up, and they were going to try to get some internal opinion from in-house counsel. Or potentially external counsel, but on EBSCO's dime, and come back to us. So that is currently the update on that item. There's not much more to say about that unless someone has, thank you, Maccabee, for the thumbs up. Unless someone has something more to say than an emoji thumbs up. Okay. Then, I think we have a set of action items. This was copied forward from the notes from two meetings ago, which were the to-dos from the Tri-Council and CC meetings in Kansas City. And some of these things are for the Community Council to chew through, and some of them are more open-ended or belong to other groups. Rather than rehash them because they are there, I'm wondering if anyone has any updates from PCTC or any of the working groups that are mentioned. Alexis.
Hey everyone. So we're still trying to figure out the second one in the PC, which is the create an updated list of Folio modules with maintenance status. There was some talk about doing a survey, maybe with the help of the implementer SIG, but that's something that we need to follow up on. But the first one, we have a subgroup. We have three subgroups that came out of WolfCon, and one of them is specifically to work on the DIP process. So we've recently, all three groups recently have presented charters to the PC. We're giving each other feedback on those, and so hopefully in the new year that work will officially begin.
Alexis, that's great. So one of them was the DIP process, and then what could you do you know what the other two off the top of your head?
Oh yeah, so the community priorities dashboard, sort of operationalizing that, getting some We just think there needs to be some processes built around it, like for the SIGs. Here's like an ideal type of ticket. We met actually, a few of us met, went to the PO meeting. Was it last week? Yeah, last week, to get feedback from the POs about what would be most useful for them. So we're just incorporating that feedback into sort of how the community priorities dashboard will be sort of going forward. So that's the one I'm on. And the third one is about the RMS, the Release Management Planning Stakeholders Group, and sort of I just have it up on my screen. Let me do, 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 do. So they, yeah, Release Management Stakeholders. Now I can't remember exactly what they're doing, but they're doing something related. Oh, roles, responsibilities, and communication related to release management, and sort of re better defining the PC's role on that. So that's the third one.
Great. And it sounds like then this one, as reflected in the notes, has yet to find a home or activity. So it didn't, it was surfaced at the meeting, but hasn't caught on in within PC.
We keep go. We have like one action item related to it that keeps coming up. Like, are we going to do a survey? Are the implementers going to do it? And it just keeps. We just haven't been able to get sort of our fingers around it. But hopefully, very definitely by the Tri-Council, because I keep nudging. Like, we're going to have to say something about this to the Tri-Council people. So I'm sure I'll have something to say by then.
Great. Well, thank you, Alexis, for the update from the PC items. Are there any other updates? I can say for number four, the Counting Things group, which Jen, I'll jump in and finish, McAbee. Thanks for your hand. Jen has convened a meeting for the subgroup that will meet on December, we'll meet in December, the last. December 6th, no, sorry, on December 19th. So there should be more to report after that. Maccabee.
No, you apparently know more than I do about that. Jen had said that there was a different counting, a different metrics to do that she'd been working on and hadn't started that one yet. But that was a couple of weeks ago. So obviously there's been an update since.
Stephen gave a fulsome report on number seven in the last meeting 2 weeks ago. And I think that's one of the ones that we know most about. I don't know if there's new things there. People can go back, or Stephen could volunteer information, or you could ask questions.
I'll just say it's progressing.
For number eight, I do have an update. Is originally that had seemed promising, and I will say that that is less promising. Paul and I had spoken with EBSCO. We were hoping that that would be done, and it seemed like it would be settled before the end of the calendar year. I think that that would be aspirational at that point, at this point, but it looks like that may have lost some momentum. So, which is I think a bit of a setback. That was one of the more substantial things that came out of the summit in DC. And perhaps this is a way, especially with Folio libraries that are EBSCO customers, there might be some movement or some suasion that could be given. Obviously, the Folio libraries that are EBSCO customers on this call are also members, but it doesn't seem like the stars have aligned. I don't know, and I don't have enough sense. I think by the end of this week we might get a better sense if that is just not going to progress, or if the stars might still align. Okay. I think there are, my understanding, there's a lot of different concerns and new pressures on EBSCO, and this seems to be complicated for them to consider. And then the last one, I think is just to jump back up is to number six. Six A, yeah. So the was that the training, Paul? 6C, yeah. So in the last several calls, we've gone over value for membership and membership opportunities, the network of expertise, training, and some influence over development priorities have all merged. Paul and Petra have been chasing C, and I think where we left B was to let it ferment a little bit more and just have a proposal emerge. For A, it seems like there's a lot of overlap with this with the DIP process, possibly, and also the discussions around the software marketplace. As people have pointed out, you can't, given the way Folio is currently structured, the community doesn't fund and therefore is in a tough spot to try to govern development priorities, though they might add transparency and suasion. But this is in terms of how that carries forward. To me, it seems like the development priority influence and some sort of market development marketplace need to co-develop, co-evolve, and come to fruition next year. I think this A was the one that got the most number of votes. In related news to that, within the Open Library Foundation, there's currently work examining the prospects to have a directory of applications similar to Atlassian's applications for plugins. And there might be some way that that could serve as a public signpost or a way to advertise open source components, either in Folio or outside of Folio, that could be widely adopted and also could be supported. And that there should be more news on that in January. I think, yes, Maccabee.
Could you share more? I mean, you just said there'd be more on that in January, so if there's not, that's fine. But I'm a little confused about that last point and the OLF angle of that and how it would interact with the various OLF projects.
I think Maccabee, what we should do is invite so Rachel Fadlon and a team of colleagues at EBSCO have been working on this with a foundation view. So it's not necessarily it could be unrelated to Folio, or I guess the Folio community could look at adopting it. I think the best thing to do would be to invite Rachel probably in January or the appropriate stakeholders to come and present on the work that's done. I've seen I think at this point it's an external site. I don't know if it's based on WordPress or something else. And would have a lot of listings that could be renewed, could be entered by individual software providers. There'd be some sort of editorial process from a committee of foundation volunteers, and then could be used as kind of a public signpost. That's sort of in a nutshell, that's what it is. And I think Rachel can give more information on that if she is given an invitation and warning. So I think at this point, I will mention to Rachel and foundation colleagues that this is of interest here and invite her to come or to do some sort of presentation, possibly at this meeting or a different. I think this meeting probably makes sense, unless someone has a different view, just for an initial orientation and presentation. Okay. And then the last item we have, if are there any other, is there anything else bubbling? Okay. The last item we have is the next Tri-Council meeting. There is a chairs meeting later today. And we'll be looking at, I think, the third or the fourth week of the second, third, or possibly the fourth week of January. That if we use a community council time slot, the two opportunities would be January 12th or January 26th. I think the 12th might be a little bit too early in the month, knowing that people come back and are sometimes a little bit, it takes a little bit to regain momentum. So we could look at the 26th, or possibly, I don't know when the PC meets. or TC. I'm wondering if there's anything the week of the 19th.
I was just going to say the PC time slots usually seem to work out for folks. They're 7 a.m. or 10 a.m. Eastern on Thursdays, every Thursday.
Every Thursday?
Yeah. So any of those would probably work. And I'm sure Jeremy and Caitlin will say so. But yeah, that's something we've done quite often in the past.
I kind of think Thursday, January 22nd, I would be a good date because it's not too late in the month. We could do Monday the 26th, but Thursday is probably better if colleagues in PC are willing to forego the time slot that day. Paul, does that sound okay to you too? And does that sound promising from everyone on this call? Okay, well, why don't we pencil that in, and then hopefully our PC colleagues can confirm that they're good with that. Okay, so that's a tentative. And Maccabee from a TC, there's no structural conflict, I think, with TC members.
No, we have meetings on Monday and Wednesday.
Okay. So it seems like that's a promising date that's often worked in the past. Great. Okay. Is there anything else that we should do today? Fantastic. I think we should declare victory. Okay. No one's objecting. I think everyone's in the same mood. Woo! Go forth and be productive. Tie up loose ends for the rest of the year.
I just updated all of the notes, so please look over and add anything I may have missed.
Oh, this is a note-taking machine. Thank you. That's awesome.
Bye.